What do you mean we have to hold that child? Some of us suspenders. I think long time ago it used to be another name.
Jealousy. I remember that, jealousy.
What do you hold over you for it rains?
An umbrella.
What's the last thing you put on the bed? The fancy top cover.
You see.
Yes, you might put another way in front of them. We call it a
bedstead.
Okay. At the head of the
bed. That's what they used to call it. They were kind of pretty.
Oh, really? At the head of the bed, you put your head on a pillow. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about twice as long as a pillow?
Years ago, they used to use something they call a bolster.
I never heard of that one. What do you put on a bed for warmth?
A quilt or a comfort?
What would you call it? Makes your sleeping place down on the floor.
A pallet.
We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich or fertile.
The flat lowland along the stream overflowed in spring and plowed later.
They call that a bottom land, you know, like where all the water keeps it very wet. I think people like to plant corn down there too.
A field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass, clover, and alfalfa for hay. We call that a
meadow.
Suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Flat land.
Would it be big or small?
You know, the one going down the Auburn is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I noticed.
The place of salt hay grows along the street.
Well, now, and just reading about it, it's the marshes. You know, there's a lot of, we call it oozy-goozy.
Okay. What different kinds of soil do you have in the field?
Well, you have rich soil, you have you have a black soil, you have an oily type of soil, you have a loam, cool soil, sandy.
Okay. If they're getting water off the marshes, you say they are.
If they're getting, draining it.
What would you call the thing that you dug?
Like if you dig a ditch or something, or drainage, you dig a drainage ditch, like let the water off, drain the water off.
Are there other names for that?
In some places they might call them canals.
Shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream, narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide.
Those are the creeks.
Okay, then, have you heard of any other names for that? That might refer to something of that nature.
I don't know, unless it would be, you know, they have an inlet and outlet, and they have they use the creek.
Okay. Deep narrow valley, cut by a stream of water in the woods, are in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What do you call that?